Secret of Air. This is the POJS. My name is Heidi Cook. Episode number one is here. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot Door AI. Here are those terms flight attendants say. After learning these terms, you might be intrigued to know more about the secret language that flight attendants use for communication. These will vary from airline to airline, but I heard some good ones. The intriguing red and white aircraft would have been operated by the company AECOM in service with the U.S. Air Force, experts said. It is a company operating under the name Janet, registered to the U.S. Air Force. Janet's operations are not widely known, but they are occasionally seen flying over Area 51, the U.S. Air Force's test range. Another intriguing aspect about the intriguing white and red aircraft is that, to our knowledge, it has just one mission, namely transporting people from Las Vegas Airport to Nevada Test Site, which is overseen by the U.S. Department of Energy. When asked by BBC World, U.S. Air Force spokesperson Benjamin Newell said that, like any activities related to the Nevada Test Site, which is home to Area 51, it cannot confirm or deny the existence of intriguing white and red aircraft, or any airliners of a similar nature. Those investigating Janet Airlines said that the firm's employees, including cabin crews and pilots, will have very sensitive security clearances. That fact makes Janet flights all the more mysterious, as do the other mysterious white and red aircraft's war destinations. It is called Janet Air, and experts say that it is dedicated to flying public officials and vendors to a handful of Nevada military facilities, including the famous Area 51. Janet Air, just another non-existent terminal, is flying an unassuming, red-striped fleet of 737s out of Vegas to the various sandy, highly guarded government outposts, where, like in Vegas, what happens there stays there. Janet Airlines also flies into the Tonopah test range to support various stealth plane programs, such as the stealthy F-117A Nighthawk, which is now being used as a training aircraft after decades as a strike fighter. Janet Airlines 737s have been tracked supporting other U.S. military air ranges and research facilities like the Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake, U.S. Air Force Flight Test Establishment, and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Six Boeing 737-66Ns previously flew for Air China, but since 2008 they are flying for Janet Airlines. All three were shipped over to Groom Lake, where Air Force pilots have been testing the aircraft extensively, engaging in numerous dogfights with various American aircraft. The Air Force's testing facility in Groom Lake, NEV, better known as Area 51, has been home to a vast array of experimental planes that the Pentagon prefers not be seen by the prying eyes of the public. The demonstrator made 39 test flights from 1996 to 1999, then was unveiled to the public in 2002. And is currently displayed at the United States Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio. It is difficult to get concrete details on a new stealth fighter, and it is even more difficult to make educated guesses when we do not even know whether or not the aircraft has a pilot. Even if the U.S. Air Force wants to keep it under wraps, a few factors, a potential new president, new Congress, and changing defense budget priorities, may push the Air Force to reveal a new plane soon after the 2020 elections. A public announcement about a new stealth fighter would probably depend on the Air Force's desire to purchase one, though. The U.S. Air Force's Next Generation Air Dominance Program, which is developing a new fighter, is meant to provide the services with air dominance in future conflicts against potential adversaries such as Chinese and Russian fighters. The secret new fighter, therefore, is most likely a close air combat aircraft, meaning that it uses ready-made avionics, engines, and weapons borrowed from other planes, like the F-35A and F-A-18E, F-Super Hornet. Whatever its name, Air Force One is a potent symbol of American power, leadership, and technical accomplishment. Top secret is so top secret, directed from directly by the White House, that it has no formal records. Author Richard Wood bases his book on his experience, as well as the experiences of other pilots and Cambodians involved with the operation. He is a member of United Global Services, a top secret level of the elite status program Mileage Plus from United Airlines. After the Air Force test pilot died in a crash in 2017, Guy Norris of Aviation Week reported that he was flying on an aircraft built overseas. Way out in
Nevada, Independence Day's secret base. Yes, Area 51 is hiring a pilot from the one and only airline flying directly into the isolated destination. While the F-117 has been formally retired from Air Force service, photos and videos show at least one or two of the famed stealthy jets still flying above Area 51. Perhaps used for testing sensors and anti-stealth aircraft air-to-air tactics as of 2019. During the 1990s, several well-respected aviation writers wrote about their belief that the Air Force had a top-secret successor to the Blackbird, called Aurora, kept at Groom Lake, capable of reaching hypersonic speeds exceeding 5 times the speed of sound.
This was The Secret of Air by the POJS, and this was episode number 1. My name is Heidi Cook, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
Podbot Door AI.